Let me pose this question to you. When you think of the end of the world, does the concept of climate change come to your mind or something else? To hear many of the bought and paid for climate scientists, you think that, well, global warming is going to be what does us in. But is that true?
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you to the Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've got a lot of ground I want to cover today. And a lot of it has to do with climate change, the climate agenda, and what's really behind it. And to share some stories that really begin to make you think, how much truth is really out there in the climate agenda? Now, before I get to that, I just want to take a little personal time here to share some of the things that have been going on in the background that you may not know. Last week, I got word that one of my very dear friends who lives in South Carolina had lost his son tragically. His son is 43 years of age. He and I both are in ministry. We've been friends for decades. And it came as a shock to me. The son was in his early 40s. And of course, the family is devastated. No family should ever be burying their child, even though it does happen. And after thinking about it and talking to a friend of the family as they're trying to put together the arrangements, I've been asked to conduct the funeral. And so we left last week to go to preside that funeral, spend some time with family, and get back in time for the church services this past weekend. I'll share more about it, our trip and experience, a little bit later this week. But I just wanted you to know that a lot of programs had to be completed in a short amount of time before we could actually leave on Thursday to make our way to South Carolina for Friday and Saturday. So I appreciate it. I appreciate the prayers you give to me. You know, with some of the health challenges I'm facing, the idea of traveling any distance is not easy right now. But I just felt this had to be done. Well, let's change directions here for a few minutes. And I want to talk about climate. Many of you that listen are old enough to remember when it was purely called global warming. Nothing but global warming. There was no climate change narrative. It was just global warming and man-made global warming at that. And we were going to have to do something really, 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 really fast, because if we didn't, this world was just going to come to an end. And our intellectually challenged media, intellectually, moralistically, journalistically bankrupt media today, has been at the forefront of being some of the biggest liars out there. I mean, they grab the story, they run with it, and they demand you believe it. And if you are the worst thing you can be today, well, there are several bad things you can be today. If you deny that gender is fluid, you're evil. If you think that men should be married or little girls turn into little boys or vice versa, you're evil. And if you don't believe in climate change, if you're a climate denier, well, you're just anti-science. You probably don't even like Dr. Fauci because you consider him anti-science too. Yeah, I do. I've spent a lifetime since my earliest memories hearing all the doom and gloom headlines for the world. And as I look over the history of mankind and go over thousands of years of recorded history, there have been some pretty nasty climate disasters, but were they man-made? I mean, there have been volcanoes, there have been heat waves, there have been times of extreme cold. It is cycled back and forth, whether we want to believe it or not. And I want to remind you that these people that claim to be journalists, most of them are intellectually bankrupt. I've told you that before. They're so in the tank for an agenda, they can't even see that they're lying and they don't care. Let's go back to when I was probably, in middle school or entering junior high or something. We were told that oil, for example, remember, these are the great predictions because of mankind, because of our combustion engines, because of everything we're doing, we're killing the planet. 1966, the proclamation was made that oil would be gone in 10 years. By 1975 or 76, you're not going to be able to fill up your car because it's all done. 1967, dire famine was forecast by 1975. In 1968, we were told that overpopulation will spread worldwide in just a matter of 10 years. You know, by 1978. In 1969, now this is, I'm serious on this one, don't laugh. Everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam by 1989 because of man-made whatever. The world will have used up all of its natural resources, like, you know, to make batteries for our new little battery cars. All the world's natural resources will be consumed and gone by the year 2000. And by 1985, urban citizens will have to wear gas masks. We were told that in 1970. The nitrogen buildup will make all land unusable. Now, that to me is a joke. You realize that nitrogen is the vast majority of the atmosphere, like 78%, oxygen about 21%, and carbon dioxide, you know, that evil, horrible gas, is 0.04%. 0.04%. That's carbon dioxide. And if it gets any lower, plant life dies. So nitrogen, which makes up close to 80% of the atmosphere, how is it going to make land unusable? Well, that was said back in 1970. It didn't happen. Decaying pollution will kill all the fish on the planet. And in 1970, I remember this, on the first Earth Day, we will be in a full-scale ice age, freezing to death, snow in Miami Beach by the year 2000, all because of man. We did it, nothing else, not even natural. Americans will be subject to water rationing by 1974. We were told that in 1970, and food rationing by 1980. And, of course, the new ice age coming by somewhere around 2020. Now we're told the new ice age could maybe be 2070. Then in 1972, by 1992, all oil is gone again. Space satellites show new ice is now coming fast. 1974, it's another ice age. 1974, ozone depletion, a great peril to life. 1976, all the scientists, paid for by the government, were saying the planet is cooling. And famines are imminent. Can't grow food when it's cold. 1977, the new Department of Energy says oil will peak by the mid-1990s. 1978, no end in sight for the 30-year cooling trend. It's going to get bad. 1980, acid rain will kill all life in the lakes within 10 years. By 1990... Once again, the peak oil by 2000. 1988, regional droughts that have never happened in the 1990s. We were told that in 1988. Then suddenly, temperatures in D.C. will hit record highs. 1988, massive islands will be underwater by 2018, but they're not. Rising sea levels will obliterate nations if nothing is done by 2000. New York City's West Side will be totally underwater by 2019. It's not. Children will not know what snow is. We were told that in 2000. Famine in 10 years if we don't give up eating fish and meat and dairy. You notice they want to make fake meat now and have us eat bugs? I mean, this is the kind of weirdness and insanity that's going on in our world today, all in the name of climate. I can remember they were saying in 2004, by this year, 2024, Britain will be Siberia. Now, this was said just 20 years ago. I got a headline I'll share with you in a few minutes about Great Britain. Did you know that in 2005, they said because of the speed of now global warming, that Manhattan would be mostly underwater by 2015? That's 9 years ago. It didn't happen. We were told in 2005 there'll be super hurricanes. That didn't happen either. The Arctic will be ice-free by 2018. That's 6 years ago. Climate genius Al Gore predicted a ice-free Arctic by 2013. That is 11 years ago. It didn't happen. Climate genius, now King Charles, says we will have 96 months to save the world. He said that in 2009. I guess the world didn't get saved. 2009, Al Gore predicts that the ice-free Arctic by 2014. Then 2015. In 2014, we were told we have 500 days before the climate chaos. You know, on and on this goes. We have, for me, I'm looking 60 years of predictions that failed. Let me say that again. There are 60 years of predictions that have been absolute failures. Yet the same intellectually bankrupt media keeps trying to sell the world the same lie over and over again. The problem, I think, today is multifold. Number one, children today that are sent to public indoctrination centers that are improperly called public schools don't really learn much of anything about science, reading comprehension, and critical thinking. They are sexualized by the time they're in kindergarten through the first few years of school in many districts. I mean, this is happening. You know, Mary, maybe you should be Michael. Because, you know, you might be better off being a boy. Or maybe, hey, Bobby, why don't you become, instead of a boy, you need to be a girl. But let's not tell your parents. We'll just change your pronouns to she and her. And we'll keep it our little secret. Does that work for you? These are the same people that are pushing climate change on our kids. The same ones who want to sexualize your kids and butcher your kids, destroy your kids. The same ones that believe in unfettered abortion. That anybody should be able to abort a child. Look, Gavin Newsom is on record, and many others, that we should have the right in America to abortion after birth, even up to maybe 6 months or even a month, 6 months, maybe a year. When does that, maybe 10 years, 20? I mean, once you've opened that box, that Pandora's box, so to speak, you're not going to get that genie back in the bottle. We have the climate lie, and that's what it is. As somebody that listens to shortwave radio and understands HF, which is high frequency communications, we've had some periods of late, within the last month or so, of some pretty unusual solar activity on the sun. Now, I want to know how from all these millions of miles away did we on Earth influence the sun? The sun has the greatest influence on the planet Earth, more than mankind can ever imagine. Erupting volcanoes do more to impact our atmosphere, our climate, all of it, than all of the internal combustion engines combined since the beginning of the first gasoline-powered or diesel motor. And these are the facts that nobody wants to share with our children. They want everything to be simplistic. It's climate change. Man-made climate change. I saw a story the other day that just kind of shocked me. And it talked about this, well, how do I describe it? Like the heat wave. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh. Now, this story comes to us from the United Kingdom, you know, Great Britain. And there was this panic-filled headline showing people just melting in the heat. And it was predicting this terrible heat wave was going to be hitting five cities in the United Kingdom. I mean, like this week. I mean, literally like this week. And to prepare to die is pretty much the way the story read. It's like, prepare to die from this massive heat wave in the United Kingdom. It's going to be 26 degrees Celsius. All right, now I live in the United States, so I don't think in terms, I know my friends in Canada are already snickering listening to me say this. 26 degrees, Bob. That's 78 degrees Fahrenheit. That is the massive heat wave coming to the United Kingdom. The heat wave that's going to be a killer heat wave. People will die and melt in the streets. I mean, it's going to be so bad. Dead bodies everywhere. Just like, you know, I'm expecting something like what we saw with the coronavirus from China. People just dying on the streets and then the guys in the hazmat suits to pick up the dead bodies. In this case, these will be air-conditioned, you know, space suits to go out there and pick up the dead bodies in the heat. This is how ridiculous it is. And you got little, you got kids that are seeing these stories that don't understand the difference between Celsius and Fahrenheit, doesn't know what it means. Oh, they're going to die of the heat. Maybe Britain will be underwater because of all the climate change and melting ice. This is the level that we have stooped to in the United States. Let me explain to you something when it comes to both government and big business. Climate change or climate catastrophism, that's the best way, or climate catastrophes, they're big business. And they're also ways to control people. Let me say that again. All this climate hysteria is both a big business and a mechanism the government can use to control what you do, if you hadn't figured that out yet. As soon as one allows politicians to determine which things can be bought and sold, the first thing that gets bought and sold are politicians. Have you ever figured that one out yet? Politicians are for sale. I wish I saw this beautiful meme one time, and it showed if Congress had to really be honest, you'd have all these bought and paid for signs hanging in Congress, which congressman is owned by what company and corporation and special interest group. And I'm telling you, this idea of the big money of climate, well, it goes double for journalism. It's not a haphazard trend. It's not piecemeal. It's unified. It's organized. It's well-funded. This crony capitalism idea of marketing, manipulation, it's grifters being funded by investment experts who know an attractive scam when they see one. You know, somebody said climate green is kind of like a watermelon. It's got a green outside, but it's communist red on the inside. Let me say that again. Climate change green is really watermelon green. It's hiding the red on the inside. And it's the vast group of funding sources willing to indulge these would-be world savers as long as they all stay on side and push the wares sold by these companies that they're funding. Go back in time with me. And remember during the Obama administration here in the United States, how many mega millions were spent on a company called Solyndra that ultimately went bankrupt. All of these green companies wanting all of this green American money to sell stuff that, well, oftentimes doesn't even work. All in the name of environmentalism, you know, that idea of diversity, inclusion, environment. I call it the DIE movement. Then you have the whole idea. So much of this is about worshiping your government and worshiping the planet. And let me tell you something else. Truth is never the goal when it comes to climate change. Truth is irrelevant. At Mind Syphilis NBC, MSNBC, it's all about climate change. Not that anybody that works at MSNBC is trying to live a green life, really. They don't. They're paid mega millions. But they want you to eat bugs and fake meat. They're the ones trying to reduce CO2, which is what plant life needs to grow. We got to cut it. Listen, this world has had CO2 volumes vastly higher than they are today. We are really at a very low ebb. So this is total garbage when it comes to saying that CO2 is a deadly gas. I mean, I remember watching a hearing, and I've shared this before. All these climate experts are sitting in front of the United States Congress. I believe it may have been the Senate. I can't remember which hearing it was now. But I remember they're all sitting there. They all have their name tags in front. They're at the big desk. They got their microphones. And the guy, one of the guys said, I have a question, and I don't need a very accurate answer. Just an approximated guess will be sufficient. And everybody's nodding their head. And he goes, so what percentage do you think CO2 is within our atmosphere? In other words, is it 10%? Is it 3%? 15%? 2%? What is it? And they all kind of looked dumbfounded, the deer in the headlight look. And one of the people said, well, I think it's 5%. Another one said, oh, it's probably closer to 8 to 9%, and that's really bad. Nobody on that panel was anywhere near close. I mentioned it before. CO2 does not represent 1%. It doesn't represent half of 1%. It doesn't represent 25% of 1%. It represents less than 4% of 1%. That's CO2. And if it ever drops below 0.03% of 1%, plant life is going to be in serious jeopardy. Why do you think the globalists want to reduce CO2? It reduces the crops. And if you don't think that they want to control food, you're crazy. All of this is a move to control everything you do. Truth is never the goal. The crisis is the goal. We make up a crisis. As it was said many times, Rahm Emanuel said, never let a good crisis go to waste. We can use that crisis. And that's what journalism in bed with government, in bed with big corporations is doing. For journalists, they've got to focus on making global environmental issues locally relevant now. I mean, they got to make you think. In the UK or in Rochester, New York, or some other place in the country, that it's climate change. And if we don't fix it now, everything you love will just die. Climate and environmental journalism should cover solutions as well as the problem. And of course, the solutions always mean you lose. You got to give up your car. You can't run the air conditioning anymore. And then the latest fraud that's out there, it's called Climate Justice Perspectives. I mean, because of man, because of that SUV, we have climate injustice. We need to spin that into every story. This is what bankrupt media is doing at Mind Syphilis NBC and CBS and all of them. They're just flat out lying to you. Climate Justice Perspectives should always be highlighted. Journalists also need to consider their own and their media outlets' position on the spectrum between objectivity and adequacy, you know, being an advocate. And journalists, and this is, journalists should never provide a platform for sources that deny climate science. Okay, let's stop right there. Let's go back 4 years ago. There were a lot of people questioning a lot of the things being done in the name of the coronavirus. And many doctors, Some lost their licenses for a period of time. Some are still fighting to get them back. Many trashed their reputations because they knew from their own medical experience based on real science that something was terribly wrong. And these same stinky, disgusting, vomitous journalists would never provide them a platform because you're denying coronavirus science and Dr. and Lord Fauci himself. We've already been down this road with journalism. It's bankrupt. It is immoral. It is unbelievably bad. There is no truth left in most journalistic outlets today. The major networks are journalistically bankrupt to the core. And that includes newspapers like the New York Times and Washington Post. They're just nothing but propaganda lies. Journalists need to build their knowledge on this new science. They need to work together to ensure that climate, environmental issues are get more reporting than anything else outside of, you know, Trump being a criminal, a convicted felon, you know, the whole everything. Journalists need to be clear that humans are dependent on the natural world and not and we're destroying it. That's why I've been watching these failed predictions. And now we're told we got it right. We know that by 2054, when I'm 100 years old, this is what's going to happen. We don't even know what the weather's going to be like in 2 weeks to get it correct, especially where I live. There is a massive program. I want you to understand. It's funny business and business is good, but listen, understand this. A lot of the mainstream media is now getting, you know, talk about all the climate catastrophes like 78 degrees, heat wave, people are going to die in cities like London.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirty and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity, doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match, yeah.
And the other thing to understand is the old saying, follow the money. Follow the money. The Associated Press, which maybe 50 years ago I had a great respect for. I was doing news a little over 50 years ago in radio, and they were a pretty reliable source. But lately, over the past 25 or so years, they've become more and more politically motivated. AP, I think, now stands for Always Partisan. And maybe always propaganda. It wasn't long ago that a story came out from the Associated Press that said it's assigning more than 24 journalists across the world to cover climate issues in the news organization's largest single expansion paid for through a grant. Did you hear that? A grant. The announcement illustrates how philanthropy has swiftly become an important new funding source for journalism. Follow the money. I mean, they were given $8 million over 3 years to move a few journalists around to cover climate stories, even if they have to make them up. Like 78 degrees Fahrenheit, 26 Celsius, coming to jolly old England. You know, I in my lifetime, I mean, look, at 70, compared to 3,000 or 4,000 years, I'm just a blip. But I've seen enough up and down and back up and back down again in my life to recognize there are cycles. I don't understand all the cycles, but you have young people today being just beaten over the head with climate change, climate change, climate change, climate change, man-made climate change. You're doing it. It's your fault. Your mom's SUV is killing the planet and drowning polar bears. And young kids are never taught critical thinking. That's how you get experts that when you ask them, so what is the percentage of CO2 in the atmosphere? These experts sitting in front of the United States Congress don't know the answer. But they know the propaganda. They know that CO2 is going to kill the planet, going to make the temperature just rise and rise and rise until we just, the whole world explodes and catches on fire.
The earth is a precious thing because of man, it's warming. Earth's temperature has risen half a degree higher. So obviously the world will soon be a ball of fire. Our whole world will be a burning ball of fire. Polar bears drown, drown as the seas get higher. As it burns, 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 the earth on fire.
I remember the first time I ever heard that. That's Paul Shanklin singing or impersonating Al Gore. It was probably over 20-some-odd years ago on the Rush Limbaugh show that I actually heard that. And it's as true today as it was then. That's why I wanted to share it. This climate hysteria, we started the program today looking at some of the failed climate predictions. And I keep looking for these great predictions of gloom and doom that never seemed to pan out. And one would have to ask the question, why? There's a reason for this. And we will discuss those reasons on the other side of the break. There are implications both in how we live, what our future is going to be, and there are very serious theological implications to be discussed as well. You don't want to miss part two of today's radio program. Now, once again, I come to you to remind you we are here because of your faithfulness. This program started almost 4 years ago in a response to what I was seeing as propaganda regarding a virus and an election and a lot of other things that were just falling apart before our very eyes. Things that just didn't seem right. Nobody seemed to want to address. And I felt it was important to be one little lone voice, another watchman on the wall to let people know what was happening around them. And as I look back over this journey, I can see how we were right. And time proved us right. Oh, I was listed as one of those disinformation purveyors with the things that I was saying. And now the stuff we talked about has been proven to be correct. That's why we do the program. And that's why we need your help. Now, I don't have time to give you all the information. We're running late on the break. But when I get back, I will share information about this radio program and how you can support us and why it is vitally important that you do. Shortwave is important. It's how we get listeners to come to the podcast. So make it a matter of prayer, and I'll give you all the details and a whole lot more on the other side of this break.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
Saved for joy. Shalom Aleichem. This is the nice Jewish boy, Jonathan Kahn, your Jewish connection, bringing you the riches of your Jewish roots in Jesus. Now get your pen out as fast as you can so you don't miss out on receiving a special free gift you're going to get and love in a moment. Why did God bring the Hebrews out of Egypt? Why did he go through all that, the judgments, the plagues, the Red Sea, all that for freedom? Yes, but for more. In Exodus 5:1, it says, "Let my people go that they might hold a feast for me." Now the word in Hebrew for feast is chag, which also means to be giddy, to be joyful. We were saved on Passover as well. You're saved by Messiah. It's a Passover salvation in the Lamb. So the reason we're saved is also for the same reason. To be free, yes, to glorify God and to have joy. Why'd God bring you out of the old life? Well, so you could be blessing him and be joyous. It never says be miserable in the Lord. Again, I will say be miserable. It says rejoice in the Lord. Again, I will say rejoice. God didn't go through all the trouble coming to earth, giving up his life, suffering and dying, overcoming death, so you'd be miserable, so you'd be depressed, so you'd live in compromise and struggling or failure and be down. No, God saved you with a Passover salvation so you would celebrate in his presence. You could rejoice, praise him, glorify him, be exceedingly glad in him. And if that's the power of the Passover lamb, then that's the power of Messiah in your life, to live joyously. You can overcome all gloom, all sorrow, all despair, all depression, to to rejoice in him. So rejoice, my friend, be exceedingly glad, for God has done it. He's given you the power. You have been saved for joy. One more, ask for Saved for Joy or the Passover kit. You can actually have a Passover with this kit. Now, how often do you get something offered to you? Priceless, wonderful, life-changing, and free. Here goes right now. Sapphires, it's as precious as it sounds, guaranteed to help you become joyous and victorious in God. And the Mystery of the Temple Doors on CD, you're going to love it. It's priceless, it's free. How do you get all these gifts? Easy, just remember Jesus' real Hebrew name, Yeshua, and you dial it. That's it. To receive your free gifts, just call now, 1-800-YESHUA. Yeshua 1. You will be blessed, but call now, 1-800-YESHUA-1. I invite you to join me in bringing salvation back to those people who gave it to you, Israel, and also to reach around the world, the unreached peoples on five continents, the most amazing way on shortwave radio. You can impact the world, cover the earth with the gospel. Just call 1-800-YESHUA-1. That's YESHUA-1. Or write me direct, The Nice Jewish Boy, Box 1111, Lodi, New Jersey, 07644. It's Box 1111, Lodi, L-O-D-I, New Jersey, 07644. Well, till next time, this is Jonathan Cahn saying, rejoice, my friend. Shalom Aleichem. Peace be to you in Messiah HaPesach, the Passover Lamb.
This is Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman.
And I welcome you back to part two of our Monday edition of Truth to Ponder. And I'm your host, Bob Bierman. I've been spending a lot of time today talking about this climate agenda. And it's vastly important that I do. I know some of you are going to vehemently disagree with me. Go ahead. But nothing that I've told you on this program is a lie. Not one thing. You may not like what you hear, but you need to hear what has to be said. Because you're being lied to, and there's a reason behind it, both in control and even theological. Now, before I went to the break, I said I would explain how you can find out more about this radio program and how to support us. There are several ways to do it. If you have internet access, I would invite you to go to Truth, the numeral, or number 2, ponder.com. Truth, the number 2, truth2ponder.com. You can find out about the program, where to hear it on shortwave, where to hear it as a podcast at one of your favorite podcast sites. And you can also find out how to support us. Trying to be just a podcast, a lonely voice podcast, I'm one of a million or more trying to do the same thing. And how do people find you in all that, well, that jungle? And that's why we're on shortwave radio. There are a lot of people that have been inspired to listen to alternative media, and they find shortwave radio an excellent source. I know there's a lot of strange stuff out there. I get it. But I'm not fighting against a million, just a dozen to get your attention. And so shortwave airtime, it's not cheap, but it's not outrageous. And once again, I've said this many times before, there is no paid staff at all at Truth to Ponder. I do this program solo with some help from Jim Calhoun. I do the research, I do the recording, I do the producing, and I do the distribution. And do it without a paycheck. And when Jim Calhoun provides segments, he's doing it as a favor with no pay. But we do need help to cover the bills for airtime. Some of the bills for the podcast distribution and other locations. And that's why we ask you for your support. Once again, the website, Truth, the number 2, ponder.com. There's a way to support us using Give, Send, Go from the website. Or make a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code in Chilhowee, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowee, Virginia. And the zip code is 24319. That's 24319. I want to share just a couple of thoughts. And we've been hearing for decades that, you know, the climate disaster is inevitable. And as I shared at the beginning of the program today, how many of these climate disaster scenarios have never panned out? And they keep saying, but believe the one that we're telling you about 2040 or 2054, whatever it is, even though we've been wrong consistently for 70 years, believe us now. We got it. We have it figured out. Looking at some headlines, came out of The Guardian, a UK paper, but it's read internationally. And they were talking, they were asking 380 top climate scientists what they felt about the future. And they're hopeless and heartbroken. And we live in an age of fools, and I worry about the future of my children. Now, remember, this comes from a 10-year period to save the world or we all die. And of course, we're now in season 15 of the 10 years that was supposed to happen. We've been told this stuff since the 1960s. And it keeps reaching these crescendos of miscalibrated noise. And the problem is it's beginning to lose grip. Some people are beginning to see through it. Now, I mean, I got people that say, oh, Bob, we need all these windmills. We need all these solar panels. We need, because we got to get rid of fossil fuel. The only fossils we got to get rid of are some of the fossils in the Congress and the United States Senate. And people with fossilized brains that really think that what we are doing has such a huge impact on the planet. Looking at a chart the other day, as the United States has consistently reduced its so-called carbon footprint, and the same in most of Europe and the UK, China and India have vastly increased theirs to take over what we used to manufacture here. Has it change the planet? Of course not. All it's done is move the money somewhere else. And who benefits? Qui bono? Who benefits? The international money brokers. We use less gasoline here, and we have a 400-year reserve that we know of, a 400-year reserve in the United States. And yet we import. We have natural gas, but they want to ban your gas stove. None of this makes any sense. My grandparents, who lived to be into their late 90s, they heated their house with gas and were thrilled. And I can remember growing up and spending a lot of time with them, especially during my younger years and in high school years, and I would come back to visit. I can remember what life was like in the late 50s up until about 1970, 71. In Long Island, New York, where they lived at. Hot temperatures in the summer during the daytime, and a little bit cooler at night with a gentle breeze. And then it got warmer. I can remember in the 80s, it got warmer suddenly at night. Same in the daytime, but nighttime was like, where did that breeze go? And my grandfather, who had, like I say, was born in 1900, said, this comes and goes. You know, he can remember the 1920s, the 1930s and 40s, the 50s. He said, you get these periods where it's cool at night and then it isn't. Goes back and forth. This world has cycles built in by an almighty God. But see, these people that worship the earth, they are worshiping the creation, not the creator that designed it and sustains it. Saw another story. I just want to share this. This is very quick. And this has to do with how they're beginning to try to manipulate people and kids and everybody else. You know, the United Nations now has a United Nations heat officer. And they have a United Nations Climate Action Unit. And one of the things that they have done is that they have hired a group of scientists. Now, we're not talking scientists for climate. We're talking about neuroscience and the science of communication and facilitation. They're hiring people that understand propaganda. The idea or the theory of change has been developed to navigate the behavioral and social and political obstacles which get in the way of delivering our demanded plan. And so it integrates the idea of how we use psychology and neuroscience to change the social mores of a people. In other words, we're spending money to design and facilitate interventions to force people to believe something that may not be true. I said early on in the program, follow the money. There's a tremendous amount of money to be made in the climate change agenda. Building solar panels, building things that are green, the entire green agenda. And all these greenies, they fly around in their private jets. I mean, John Kerry is a good example of a complete moron and an idiot, and thanks be to God he never became president. The man is just, he's a grifter and a gold digger. It's all he ever was, all he ever will be. He's a fake, phony, and a fraud, always has been. Trying to, just because his initials are JFK, yeah, John F. Kerry, you know JFK as in John Fitzgerald Kennedy, I'll tell you that right now. And he married a Republican senator's multimillionaire wife, which is why he gets to have yachts and fly around, because he never made any money on his own. He's a grifter. And everybody gets together in Davos, Switzerland for the big, you know, powwow at the World Economic Forum. And there's never been so many private jets at that airport all running their engines ready to go again and just burning up fossil fuel for these old fossils. Telling you got to eat bugs and do without. No air conditioning for you. It's and no heat for you because it may take a fossil fuel. No nuclear power. No, we can't do it. No. Everything is no, 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 except for them. It's all about control, all about fear, all about an agenda. And I really believe the agenda is spiritual and demonic. The Georgia Guidestones, which no longer exist, and while I don't condone what people did, in a way I'm still glad they're gone. But one of the things on those big stone tablets said the Earth can only maintain a population of 500 million. It cannot sustain more than that. And there are others that are just trying to get it down to maybe 1 to 1.5 billion. And I really believe that they're well on their way. There has been a drop in the birth rate between both, I think, you may disagree, but I've been reading some stories that I'm doing some research on, that ever since the vaccine rollout, it seems that birth rates have gone down in countries that have administered high amounts to younger women. And so I begin to wonder, birth rates are down. A lot of young couples also don't want to have children or are delaying it. Now they find out they can't. We are doing our best, I think, globally to, when somebody is no longer, they become a useless eater and they're getting too old, you know, we need to hasten them off to the cemetery. I'm just feeling and seeing a lot of that today. And I find it deeply concerning. The globalist elite, many are buying up farmland. Many are buying up agricultural corporations. They are pushing fake food and meats. Look what was happening in Europe with governments trying to say, we need to buy up farms and shut them down. We do, because we got to save the planet from cows. I mean, cows are killing the planet because we eat cows or dairy or whatever. Well, the people rebelled. Now, do you think they're going to stop? Do you think these governments are going to back off? Of course not. They'll just come back, regroup, and work on it again. You know, hey, evil, I've said this before. Evil takes 3 and 4 steps, maybe 5 steps forward, and we sometimes get 1 or 2 back, but it's still in the same awful direction. Over time, we are still heading the wrong way. Even here in the United States, with the elections in November, I don't want to hear anybody say, all we got to do is vote the right guy in and the world will be a good place to live in again. No, it won't. We may get, after the 5 or 7 steps that the reprobate administration, the Biden administration, the freak show in D.C. has pulled, we might get a step or two back and think we've won. We haven't. We're still in the wrong direction. And we are still heading for a day of destiny. The book of Romans chapter 1 lays out a lot of it. You need to read the entire chapter. But there's something that I want you to understand. If you go to Romans chapter 1, beginning at verse 21, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imagination, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And they changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and to four-footed beast and to creeping things. Wherefore God has given them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever and ever. Amen. And for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward one another, men with men, working which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was met. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them up to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. I can tell you the rest of the, you know, we have the backbiters, the haters of God, boasters, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, at levels unprecedented. And the loss of natural human affection. I think that speaks volumes for our time. We have cursed and mocked God incessantly in this country for decades. Louder and louder, angrier and angrier. I mean, even the modicum of pretending that we were a decent people and pretending, you know, that we had some moral values, it's gone. People are fleeing the churches. We're in the great falling away. And we're being told to worship this earth and honor this earth and Mother Earth, and we have to take care of the planet. You're killing the planet, and this is the thing we worship, and you're killing the God that we have, and you must obey us. Do you see the pattern here? Do you see the recycled paganism that is a part of this climate agenda? Now, look, I'm not saying we trash the earth. I'm not saying we just pollute and not take care of it. We're supposed to be good stewards. I get that. But I also understand the earth is a living planet, a tribute to a living God. I can remember in 1972, the Cuyahoga River was on fire in Ohio from all the pollution. And I remember all the alarmists saying, oh, the river will be dead for 10,000 years because of man. It can never be fixed for 10,000 years. Within 25 years, you'd never know that there had been any pollution on those sections of the Cuyahoga River. And all the green and life have come back because it's a living planet, a tribute to a living God. And all this climate silliness is all about control. Look, be responsible. Do the right thing. You can even learn from the Bible to rotate crops. I mean, we've understood this for thousands of years. It's an agenda about control. And today, you have governmental people that are pushing this, and of course I always have to ask the question: how do people that go into politics, like Joe Biden, who never really held a true job in his life, and then he got into politics, United States Senate, barely old enough to be a senator? I mean, he was voted in when he was not old enough, but his birthday was just in time to take office. All he's done is work in Washington, D.C. How is he worth so many millions of dollars with mansions? Follow the money. The love of money is the root of all evil. And Joe Biden used to complain, I don't make enough money. I want more money. I want to be wealthy. Well, he figured out how to do it using his government position. And his son, Hunter Biden, he wanted to be, well, important. The love of money. And then you put into play some of the people that surround you in that White House and also at the Department of Justice that are equally as reprobate in their mind, equally as, well, deceitful, equally as ungodly. And we're getting the nation here in the United States and in Canada and Europe that we've deserved. God will give wicked rulers to wicked people. And I really believe the United States, as the majority of people, is a wicked people, including those that are cultural Christians. You're wicked. You're still cursing. You're still mocking God in the way you live and you act and you behave. I'm getting tired of all these people that believe in my God and my country. You haven't had your fanny in a church in 30 years. Well, maybe for Easter to make grandma happy and stay in the will. Maybe for a wedding or a funeral. But as far as really worshiping and honoring God and submitting unto him, no, you're not. Cultural Christianity is worthless. It will not save you. It never has. It never will. And stop believing that it can. You're being deceived. The great falling away is here. Even entire denominations have fallen away from the truth of God. And they will stand before God one day when God says, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. The Bible has a lot to say, and too many cultural Christians don't know what's in the Bible. And if you don't know, well, then why do you keep pretending you're something you're not? Climate activism is nothing but Gaia worship. It's one of the major pagan religions that have been recycled and modernized into the 21st century to look like it's science when it's nothing but demonic. Let me say that again. The climate agenda is no more, no less than demonic paganism impersonating science and knowledge and wisdom, when it is neither of the above. We'll talk about some of the other paganisms this week that have worked their way into our society, that are being pushed in our schools, being pushed by our media, and even being pushed by many churches. Once again, it is evil to the core. It is demonic. It's demonic. That's all I can tell you. Shortwave radio has been our primary outlet here for Truth to Ponder from day one, going back almost 4 years ago. It is also where virtually everybody that listens as a podcast found us, unless they were referred to by a friend. And it helped us get above the noise of the million podcasts that are out there. You know, I listen to people talking about, man, I've started a podcast and after 2 years, I've got, 25 listeners. And because of the radio, we have thousands. We need to stay on radio. We need to be a watchman on the wall. Will you be a watchman with me? Would you support this ministry today, maybe for the first time? If you would, consider making a check or money order payable to Ancient Word Radio, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510. That's Post Office Box 510 in Chilhowie, C-H-I-L-H-O-W-I-E, Chilhowie, Virginia, 24319. Once again, Ancient Word Radio, Post Office Box 510, Chilhowie, Virginia, zip code 24319. You can also support us from our website, truth2ponder.com, truth2ponder.com. And we will be back tomorrow and continue on this theme.
This has been Truth to Ponder with Bob Bierman. To find out more, visit our website, truth2ponder.com. That's truth2ponder.com. Truth to Ponder, shining the light of truth in a darkening world.